Hi, my name is April Kirkwood. Welcome to my YouTube station. If you like it, please subscribe. Numbers mean everything, I know, sad to say. Well, a few years ago, speaking of numbers, I got a ton of hits because I did a video on how men manipulate women, and it went off the charts. And that was like a long time ago. I was in like a completely different space, probably a little angry at somebody when I did it. No, I admit it. Okay, I admit it. Okay, in front of the world and God and everything. So today, I promise these guys that I am going to talk to you about how women manipulate men. They do it three ways: safety, significance, and worthwhile. Oh, and then another one, four ways. Wait, safety, significance, worthwhile, and the last one, which is the best one. The first thing they do is they make you feel safe. By making you feel safe, it's like so nice, like when you're out in the cold, hard world and, you know, your boss yells at you, or maybe, you know, you get a fender bender on the way home and the traffic's been awful or the subway's awful, and you know somebody is there waiting for you. It's miraculous, and women are nurturers. So when women make you feel safe and secure, it's like, isn't it nice? It's like having this woman is like a warm blanket that will nurture you and take care of you, and that's really, really important. So that's one thing they do to reel you in. The second thing is they make you feel significant. They do that by saying, I love you. I need you. I believe in you. You're everything to me. I would never, ever do anything to hurt you. I am your best friend, and you are my best friend, and you can count on me for anything. I'm your wing girl, and I got you, babe. They make you feel significant. The next thing is they really make you feel like you're the king of the castle and that you're worthwhile. They become your number one cheerleader. You can do it. You can get the promotion. You can get the new job. You can do whatever you want. And when you feel so great about yourself, guess what? You like to be with them. So they really sweeten up the pot with all of this lovey-dovey. And some people may really believe these things, and that's the difference between using someone and actually loving them. These are all elements of true love. True love makes you feel safe, makes you feel significant, makes you feel worthwhile. But when you use it in a wrong way to take advantage of somebody, and women are great at that, then that's where it goes astray. And the other thing is by making you feel worthwhile. We talked about this. And the last thing is the cookie, as Steve Harvey says. I don't care whether you call it a cookie, a piece of candy, an ice cream cone, a pizza, a Porsche, Cartier bracelet. I don't care. But they know how to use sex to their benefit. And once you get hooked, it's hard to walk away. And that's when the safety, significance, and feeling worthwhile really kicks in. Now, ladies, if you really love someone, I want you to do all these things for your man. Make him feel secure. Know you've got his back. Make him feel significant. You can do it. Make him feel worthwhile. Make him know, I love you. I can't make this without you. You are everything to me. You are the center of my universe. But you darn well better mean it. Because if you're not, you're using them. I do webinars all the time about relationships and men and women and sex and everything else that's flying imaginatively, all the energies between us that we get so confused we don't know what we're doing ourselves. Well, if you need to clear it up, hook me up. Subscribe, April Kirkwood, and my website, aprilkirkwood.com. I have a newsletter talking about a lot of interesting stuff. Yep, here for you. Sorry, guys. Hope I even the score. Bye.